Welcome to Talk Tyrannus, a weekly podcast that delivers leaf-level insights to your ears from across the Corn Belt to help growers grow. The story of your fields is always at your fingertips, and now you have the information you need for analysis and predictive planting. In this week's Crop Progress and Condition Report, we check in with Eastern Corn Belt Customer Success Representative Katie Staten as we learn about field conditions in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Well, Katie, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with us today. Here it is. We're sitting in the first week of May. It's hard to believe that we're here already. And normally by now, planters are rolling across the Midwest, but it's been a challenging start to 2022, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely. I was reading an article the other day, and it says that Indiana, Ohio, Michigan is 13% or more behind our five-year average, which is absolutely unbelievable, the amount of rain and the cold weather we've gotten. It seems like we're in February right now. So guys are itching to go. They might be pushing the envelope a little bit right now, but that's the beauty of Tyrannus. If you want to be that go-getter and you want to get out there early, we can start with our operations as soon as you get out there in the field, and we can make sure that we are managing those acres appropriately based on the management decisions that were done.
I know you're ready to roll. Tell me about what you're hearing from your customers as we do really get to gear up here for planting season.
Honestly, I've heard nothing but excitement. This is what we've been preparing for an entire year, uploading boundaries, adding them to the plans, getting planting information in, and they're just excited to get the information back in their account and see really what is going on every acre that they're not physically able to walk.
We just needed to dry up a little bit.
That would be extremely nice. You know, I love water. I love swimming, but I don't like it in my fields.
Katie, you know, as farmers really do get to gear up and your retailers get ready to get out there, you know, what are some of the things that you're doing to prepare them for planting season? How does someone get started with Tyrannus for the beginning of the growing season?
You know, what I just said this morning was better late than never. So it's never too late to start with Tyrannus. If you're still thinking about it and you're still wondering, should I do this on my farm this year? Should I do this with my retail location? It's never too late to start working with us. So with our operations, we have a pretty flexible model to count GDUs to when we need to go out and fly. And what I've been doing with my accounts across the Eastern Corn Belt is just making sure that we have everything in their account. All of their information is ready to go. So that is just a seamless process for our operations to make sure that we are capturing all the data in a timely manner.
Very good. Katie, we're all praying for those GDUs so you can get your flights done.
Absolutely. You know, some people ask for a rain dance to bring the rain. We need the warm dance to bring the sun.
Yes, absolutely. We'll check back in with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Talk Tyrannus. Tyrannus delivers millions of tiny leaf level images that allow you to see the big picture of your operation. If you're looking to gain a competitive advantage in today's market, the dollars are in the details. Get more out of every seed you plant with precision insights that allow you to see which incremental adjustments you can make to get the most out of your acres and improve your bottom line. For more information today, visit tyrannus.ag. That's TARANIS.AG.